have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for Amikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, Dr. Stan, and just this morning, John Kirk, and John spent many years working with the CIA intelligence agency. He's an independent contractor today, but he certainly has contacts with people all over the world. And as I've asked him to come on and discuss what's happening on the front lines of this conflict as far as Syria, certainly it looks like things are going to quiet down, at least temporarily, as far as Syria is concerned. President Obama is backing down because he doesn't have any support from Congress. He doesn't support from the American people. He can't get any support from the Arab League or from any of the international organizations, the United Nations. So he's looking for a way out. But there are still many, many threats to America. So, John, you pick up the story and tell us what's really going on behind the scenes in Iran and throughout the world.
Well, good morning. Yes, the word you use is temporary, and this is nothing but a temporary respite. One, the Russians played us, and two, the Obama administration bungled the whole thing. Obama's recent statements are so confusing. It confuses members of Congress, the American public, and certainly confuses our allies. Russia really played us because they are continuing to ship massive amounts of arms to Syria. They're shipping tanks by air. They're shipping small arms. And they have the nerve to confront the United States and say we should stop threatening Syria in order to stop us attacking Syria when the Russians are really shipping massive amounts of arms. Now, I don't have a crystal ball, but I think what's in fact going to happen, there is going to be a regional war. This is a temporary respite. In the end, the Russians are going to lose. Right now, they think they're winning. They've scored a diplomatic victory. They're pandering to the United Nations. They're trying to split us from our allies, Israel, Turkey, and Saudis. And Israel, the Turks, and the Saudis, who were lobbying for an attack, are confused by Obama's lack of decision-making and flip-flopping in the last week. I think eventually what the Russians are planning, what their real goal is, they don't really have a goal to round up all these weapons of mass destruction. They feel that if they can delay things over the next few weeks or months, Syria can defeat the opposition and completely outmaneuver the United States. So what is their tactic? Their tactic is they've outmaneuvered us. They've played us. They're shipping more arms in. They're probably going to, Syria is going to launch a massive counterintelligence and counter-military strike against the opposition. They've got new tanks. They've got new air defense. The Russians are shipping in. Venezuela is supplying drones made by Iranians, shipping to Iran and to Hezbollah. So they feel energized. Separately, the other things that the Russians have done is not only kind of divide our allies, Israel, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and France. France is starting to waffle now and deciding to go to the United Nations with England, two of our allies that were with us a few weeks ago. And the other thing Russia is doing, he's energized our enemies in Venezuela, especially Iran and North Korea. Our foreign policy efforts under Mr. Obama have basically collapsed. Now, what that basically means is that the United States is not going to eventually be pushed around like we've been set up by the Russians and the Obama National Security Team. Eventually, the United States will have to attack. Now, what's confusing about Mr. Obama's policy, first he wants to go to Congress. Now he's asking Congress to back off. Now he's saying before he wanted to attack the chemical weapons plants. Now today he's saying, no, we're just going to attack certain military bases to give them a shot. We're not going to attack the chemical weapon bases. This is what's going to happen. The Russians and the United Nations and Syria and even some of our allies will abandon the American position. And they're going to demand, because Mr. Kerry said that it was kind of his idea, and Mr. Obama said, you know, the force of arms is really what made them back off. The Russians and the Syrians are going to delay for weeks, months, possibly 6 months, just like the Iranians have done, and that's going to give them time to solidify Syria. Now, what does that mean? Solidifying Syria means that the Shia who are now in Iran and the Shia that are in Iraq and the Shia that are in Lebanon and Hezbollah have now solidified their position. They're going to get lots of Russian arms. Iraq is run by Maliki, a Shia, who's basically an Iranian agent. That really turns off the Saudis. They were hoping for some type of military attack and maybe a wider war. The Israelis are completely confused by our policy and probably will go it alone. They're probably getting ready now to take out Hezbollah or even use a pretext without waiting for the United States any longer to take out the Iranian nuclear facilities. So the United States has caused this problem. We've caused a foreign policy problem equal to the Bay of Pigs. We've caused a foreign policy problem which was morphing into a constitutional problem. We don't have the constitutional problem anymore because Mr. Obama asked Congress to back off. He's basically, with Russian help, outmaneuvered our Congress. Okay? Let the Congress and the American people decide if we were going to attack Syria. Now it's in the hands of the Russians and the United Nations. So what is this all really going to happen? Is our bureaucracies, military, intelligence, community, law enforcement, eventually will not stand for this. And I see that a regional war is going to happen, probably not in the next few weeks, but in the next few months.
All right. In other words, basically the regional war, you're talking about Israel attacking Syria, or will America enter in with certainly targeted and target certain areas there in Syria? What do you think is going to happen? Will America eventually attack Syria or leave?
Yes, we will eventually attack Syria, and I'll tell you how it's going to start. It's starting now. When Mr. Kerry goes to deal with the foreign minister in Geneva, the Russian foreign minister, they're going to try to work out a schedule, a budget, and they're going to say they need greater intelligence, both sides, the Russians and the Americans, to determine where all the chemical warfare plants are. This is going to take weeks and weeks.
Hold that thought, John. Hold the thought. So we'll be back in a moment.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched, and the persons or things to be seized. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Spann, our guest this morning, John Quirk, who spent many years with the intelligence agencies. John, certainly Iran has said that if we were to attack them or even attack Syria, that they would retaliate America and destroy the infrastructure of our society. Now, that is certainly the most ridiculous statement that could possibly be made unless Iran either has or has access to a nuclear weapon, and certainly one nuclear strike exploded 200, 300 miles above the center of our country would simply wipe out our electronic grid. Is there any possibility that we could have certainly an electronic attack on America, this so-called EMP attack?
Yeah, the Chinese have been planning it for a long time. This is one of the reasons I think that the Chinese probably recruited Snowden at the NSA. We were complaining about their cyber hacking, but they're building a huge facility. They call it a satellite base down in Sucre State in Venezuela, but it's for an electronic attack. But there's another thing that's happening. With all the talk of chemical weapons and the chemical weapons group, there's a convention that the United States has fostered for a long time, and Syria said they're just going to join it now. There's been a tremendous expansion of biological warfare. As chemical weapons decline, the biological warfare aspects of Venezuela and Iran, even North Korea, have expanded, okay? And basically what that is, they've expanded the military in these groups. They have bioengineers. They have a big facility run by the Cubans and Venezuelans in Venezuela. They make smallpox, Ebola, you know, bubonic plague. They've been researching the ability to put it in missiles as well as artillery shells and small, like bazookas, things like that. They've expanded that, and there's going to be very little pressure that the United States can bring on it. So you have a lot of different issues. Although we're focusing on weapons of mass destruction in the chemical area, I think a lot of it is a big distraction so our enemies can advance both nuclear and biological warfare. Now, you talked about Iran. Iran is ready to defend Hezbollah against Israel in Lebanon. They don't want to see Hezbollah lose Lebanon. Both the United States and Israel want to see Hezbollah marginalized. Hezbollah has, as you know, 100,000 or more rockets. They're getting drones from Venezuela. They were getting these Scan Eagle drones made out of an Iranian drone factory in Ciudad Bolivar, Venezuela. And now there are rumors that they have armed Predator drones that can deliver warheads, both not nuclear but possibly chemical and biological, and Hezbollah is we believe has those things. I think what you're going to see, this whole recent episode gives us a false hope. You see, we're all thinking now the American people did not want an attack on Syria, so there's not going to be an attack, okay? But actually, it's like Munich when Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain went to see Hitler in Germany. Everybody was worried about war, and then he came back and said, we're going to have peace in our times. I could deal with Mr. Hitler, even though he's a dictator. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. And, of course, a year later, we were in the beginnings of a world war. I think it's a similar thing in the Middle East. The Middle East is a powder keg, like Mr. Assad said. What the Russians have done is actually created a catalyst for a bigger regional war. Based on these principles, the Israelis cannot possibly wait any longer as the Iranians are developing centrifuges. The Syrians cannot wait any longer to see the opposition and Al-Qaeda threaten their government. So that's why Russia is throwing so much arms into the fold and outmaneuvering the United States by saying that we have to abide by the United Nations. And we all know the United Nations is a joke. They don't care about the United States. It's a wholly owned subsidiary of the African and the Arab League. They vote against us 80% of the time. And you're going to put these people in charge of deciding where the chemical weapons are going to go? Even the leftists in the Obama administration, like Susan Rice and the new ambassador to the UN, they possibly cannot accept this. So what's going to happen? We're going to play this diplomatic card out for a while. We're going to realize that the Russians are hypocrites and snookering us. There's no way we're going to be able to get rid of these chemical weapons. The Israelis, and I talked to a lot of them yesterday, they already know this. So I think there's a couple ways this will start. The Israelis will use some kind of pretext to go into Hezbollah and take out the sites in Iran. Let's update what's happening
in
Iran.
I'm sorry. They will go into they will go actually into Lebanon to take out Hezbollah.
Lebanon and take out Hezbollah.
Right.
Iran will have to come to their defense through Syria. Syria will be in much better shape to take on the Israelis if they have to, because they're getting hundreds of millions of tons of Russian aid every day flying in from Russia. And then the real pretext for the Israelis is to take out the nuclear research sites in Iran. See, we haven't talked about Iran in the last 6 months through a year. The International Atomic Energy Commission doesn't talk about it. The Obama administration doesn't talk about it. It's like, oh, everything's okay. In fact, the Iranians are now about 90% complete on all their centrifuge development, which means probably in a couple months, and that's a conservative figure, they'll have the ability to create two or three atomic bombs, okay, small atomic bombs. And the Israelis were hoping that Mr. Obama would attack Syria, and then that probably would lead to a wider war where at least they could control it in the sense that they could degrade and marginalize Hezbollah. And then if Iran came in against the United States in Syria, and they came in against Israel fighting Hezbollah, like you said, in Lebanon, then that would be a bigger excuse for Israeli submarines to launch missiles and at least set the Iranian nuclear plans back a few years. Now what we've done, by listening to the Russians, we've given the Iranians more time to finish their nuclear development. They're not stopping. And we've given the Iranians more time to put more military cadres on the ground to help the Syrians with the Russians, and we've given the Iranians more time to build up Hezbollah against Israel. And if you study war throughout the centuries, if you go to World War I, certainly World War II, this is how things lead to a bigger war. You have examples of the best efforts of what Mr. Obama may think, a diplomatic opportunity here to marginalize Syrian chemical weapons. But in fact, we're giving these cretins, they're nothing but a bunch of criminals, Russia and Iran, we're giving them time to go ahead and change the whole face of the Mideast. The other thing is often when you look at other people's foreign policy, Mr. Obama said a couple years ago, and the American people basically agreed with him, that we have to pull out of the Mideast. We can't constantly fight every different country. One week we're fighting Afghanistan, the next month we're doing something in Egypt, then Libya, then Tunisia. We're putting CIA-trained small armies on the ground in Syria and in Yemen. We're spending billions of dollars. We basically have a pro-Iranian in Iraq, Mr. Maliki, and it's completely marginalized our whole foreign policy. Israel, the Turks, and the Saudis are very disappointed in what happened. They've lost a lot of confidence in America. And in order for us to get that confidence back, our policymakers on the Senate and House Intelligence Committees and Foreign Policy Establishment will eventually pressure for an attack against Syria. So in a few months, maybe shorter, we'll be back in the same situation that we are today, and we will be pressing a button to start a much bigger regional war against an enemy now, Russia, Iran, Syria, and terrorists, Al-Qaeda in Syria, that are much better equipped and able to fight us and inflict tremendous amounts of casualties on the United States. This is not going to be a war where we invade like Iraq and we had X number of casualties or, 5,000 troops lost, or invade in Afghanistan where we lost 1,000 people, up to 1,000 people. They will be attacking our ships that have thousands of people on the ships, okay? We don't have to put boots on the ground. They have capabilities. The Iranians have a capability to sink our ships. Who knows what the Russians are going to do? They might actively get involved in fighting us. And so I think by us backing down now and sending confusing messages to our allies and our adversaries, Mr. Obama and his national security team have laid the groundwork for what is going to be a very nasty conflict.
Well, I share your concern, but of course, one of my biggest concerns is, what about Venezuela? What about the Chinese operating in Venezuela and certainly working there, and what about the very real possibility that one solitary nuclear weapon, whether it be one that Iran would buy from North Korea or one that we get someplace else, but is there a possibility of an EMP attack on America? Because certainly one bomb would wipe out our whole infrastructure, and this is what people don't understand. Certainly, if we threaten Iran, if we threaten certainly Venezuela, this were to happen, why instantaneously overnight life as we know it in the United States would change? Is anybody really making preparations? Is our government behind the scenes concerned? I have been told by people who have access to classified information that the government really is very, very concerned about the breakdown of the structure of our society and civil unrest across America if something like this could happen. Have you heard anything at all about this concern? Is this real?
Well, you raise a good point about the Chinese. The Chinese are not ready to do it yet with us because we owe them a lot of money and we trade with them. But if you look at their foreign policy and their shipping policy, the Chinese, now they're controlling a rail line from Marion County, South Carolina, down to Charleston, South Carolina. You skip Jacksonville, and they have huge container ports, a company called Hutchinson Whampoa in the Bahamas, all through the Caribbean. The Chinese dominate Jamaica. They're making inroads to the Bahamas. They control, Hutchinson Wompa controls both ends of the Panama Canal. And it's for shipping and trade. In Venezuela, it's not only for obtaining oil, which they've signed long-term contracts with the Venezuelans, but they're building a satellite launch base. They're building a cyber warfare command. And they are going forward with their ultimate goal as the United States continues to be weak internally. They could try something. Their oil fields are topped off. They have plenty of oil, and they are ready to do something.
Well, I think the average American is living in a fool's paradise. He thinks everything is going to be fine, but I fear it's not. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for John, why, our telephone number here is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But as long as we are certainly interfering with what's going on in the Middle East, we have no business over there. That is not, this is all part of the American program of bringing about a world government. That's what our real foreign policy is. We are dominating the world to bring about a world government and ultimately to destroy the sovereignty of America. That's official foreign policy, and nobody's going to attend it.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, John Quirk. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question for John, who's really on the front lines of this, has contacts. He's been living certainly over in Turkey for some years. He's come back because, of course, the political uncertainty over there, the very real danger in that part of the world. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning. This is Anne again, and I'm calling about an organization that was founded in 1996 and then renamed in 2001, and it's now called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization that controls 1.4 billion people on Earth, and they have joint military exercises monthly. That includes China, its bordering countries, Russia, Iran, I think Colombia, Venezuela, and Cuba, other communist countries who are set aligned against the United States and Israel. Will you address this organization, its effect on our national security in the issues that you're talking about now?
Well, let's see if John is acquainted with this organization. Is this a government organization or is this a private organization? I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a semi-organization that was started by the Chinese military. It's really a cover for the main goal, you have to look at several issues. The main goal is to marginalize the United States' role in the Pacific. And it's a Trojan horse, basically, for pushing the United States out of the Pacific. They do a lot of things. They don't invite us to meetings, economic meetings, military meetings. They purposely don't invite us to different things. Colombia is not part of it. It's basically the people that run it are Chinese, and they reach out to Chinese cadres in the militaries of Burma, of Thailand, of Borneo, of Malaysia, the Philippines aren't part of it, Taiwan is certainly not part of it, Korea is part of it, and different aspects of it, Mongolia and so on, Bangladesh, some of the old communist cadres. Vietnam is not part of it, and what it is, it's a counter to the United States' containment policy. You see, the Chinese have decided not to build the Blue Water Navy. They know they can't compete with the United States. So they're building massive missile bases, and they're reaching out and building a missile, trying to build a missile base in Venezuela, controlling the shipping lanes, and, of course, their version of cyber command to intercept, you know, and destroy a lot of our cyber and internet infrastructure. This Shanghai Cooperation Group is also based for espionage. They target some of our allies, okay, like Indonesia. Vietnam is an ally because they've never liked the Chinese. The Philippines, although the Philippines are pretty weak, but they're trying to lobby that the United States does not go back into Subic Bay or Clark. They spy against Thailand, who is our ally, and it's mainly Chinese cadres in Myanmar and so on and so forth. And you're absolutely right. The caller's absolutely right. It's funded by the Chinese government. It's basically a fifth column in Southeast Asia and the rest of Asia as a foil against the United States expansion. So your caller is absolutely right. They have a lot of funding. Are they that effective? They have not been able to coordinate military maneuvers because the Chinese, they have only one carrier they got from the Russians, and that won't be out to sea for another at least 5 to 10 years. The Chinese have decided not to build a Blue Water Navy because if they were going to do anything, what they would do is attack us through the cyber and missile bases and so on and so forth.
Can I ask you, on the internet, you can find their monthly exercises, their reports of them. Is that manufactured? I would think that's why I say that they have these monthly joint military exercises. And what are we doing?
Well, they do, but they don't. If you look at each of the navies, the United States Pacific Fleet alone is bigger than all the navies put together, from India to Bangladesh and so on. The Indians train with us. We're trying to wean the Burmese away from the Chinese. The Thais train with us. They don't train with the Chinese. The Vietnamese do not train with the Chinese. But Indonesia, Malaysia, and some of these other smaller companies, certainly the Koreans do, and the Russians do. And then they occasionally bring in one or two ships from Iran, but it's not really a serious threat because they don't have the capacity to build destroyers, battleships, cruisers. The most they have, and the Chinese have explained this, are submarines.
Okay, but we are hurting our Navy. Our Navy is like the number prior to World War One or something like that.
No, our Navy is second to none. Our Navy is, thanks to Ronald Reagan, he's built a lot of these lateral destroyers that we're putting in the Pacific, Arleigh Burke destroyers. A lot of people don't know this, but the United States has 14 carrier tankers. And those carrier, we can project our power anywhere in the world. And every carrier has submarines, battleships, cruisers, destroyers, intelligence ships, supply ships, and we still dominate the world. We dominate the world. The Chinese are not going to build the Blue Water Navy, and they have other ways to try to damage us. So I think this is just an effort, you know, in some way to challenge the United States, but it's not a big threat. And it's unlikely ever to be a big threat because all these other countries just don't have the resources to build many naval ships.
Why don't we hear about this, though? I mean, it is something important.
Right. So the thing is that this is something that's little known to the average individual. I'll have to admit I had not heard about this organization prior, and I do appreciate so much your calling and bringing this out. Anything else you wanted to ask John before we let you go?
Yes, how do you spell his last name so we can look him up on the internet?
It's I'll give you my email. It's irgglobal@aol.com. And if you send me an email, I'll send you my resume and the books I've written.
Great. Thank you very much. Bye.
His name is Quirk. Q-U-I-R-K, John Quirk.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. And again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, John, certainly there's no way any country in the world can challenge America, certainly militarily. But certainly we've mentioned in the past the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack. One bomb could destroy the electronic infrastructure of this country. At least this is what I've been led to believe. Is that true?
Well, it is true, but Cyber Command, we have a whole new command. You know, it's like CENTCOM that runs the war in Afghanistan and Iraq out of Tampa, Florida. We have SOUTHCOM that works with Latin America, and we have PACCOM, which is, you know, in the Pacific and Hawaii. Cyber Command is getting much more money, resources. We're way ahead in many areas. But
hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. My number is 877-254-7524.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds us often child abuse results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, John Kirk, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And basically, John, how can people get hold of your books and get your information? Would they just contact you at your email or what?
Yeah, my website is, it's a long one, www.assetlocationinternational.com, and it has my books and articles on it and what we do in our intelligence backgrounds, www.assetlocationinternational.com. You know,
right,
we were
now,
talking about...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about China and what they could do. There is definitely, you know, during the Cold War years, we had the non-aligned countries against us. These were mainly Russia-sponsored countries that were communists or moving to communism. The fighting over which countries in Africa, Latin America, and Asia were going to go communist or come with the United States. But since we defeated Soviet communism, these new countries, both communist and populist countries, they're forming again against us. It's Russia, Iran, Syria. They're all countries that don't have any history of democracy whatsoever, and that's what the United States stands for. They're countries that want to poke us in the eye constantly, like Russia. I mean, Russia is, I lived there 2 years. It's nothing but a fourth world country. They've lost most of their, you know, other states, but they still have 20,000 missiles. It's a criminal country run by Putin. Iran is a religious country that represses people, especially women. You've got North Korea. He's completely crazy in developing nuclear weapons. You've got a democratically elected Venezuela, and you had a democratically elected Egypt. But when these people get in, they start dismantling democracy. Venezuela is no longer a democracy. It's run by the Cubans. Egypt, thank God, both CIA and the military helped overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood. So all these bad actors, Iran, Syria, you know, thank God we got rid of Libya. Thank God we got rid of some of these other people. But these bad actors constantly conspire against the United States. And what do they do? Instead of delivering democracy to their people, they build chemical weapons plants. They buy billions in arms from Russia. They are subversive against the United States. They repress their own people. And who are they? It's Iran, Russia, Syria, it's North Korea, and it's this crazy populist movement Chavez started in Venezuela, where I lived for a number of years, okay? And now he was spreading, Chavez in Venezuela, the new president is Maduro, who's also crazy. And, there's rumors he's going to declare Venezuela in December a communist country. They've wasted their resources. They've given their money to left-wing movements in Bolivia, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Argentina. They're trying to fund the left-wing political parties in Mexico, but they're running out of money. The Venezuelan economy in February probably will completely collapse because the Cubans have looted their treasury. And, you know, they're communists. They don't know how to run a country. The thing that bothers me is that we are a strong country, and we don't always have to use military. We should be doing more diplomatically with our allies. And this recent bungling by the Obama administration has caused our allies to lose confidence in us, and it's given a lot of fodder to our enemies. Russia is a fourth world country, and he completely outmaneuvered the United States in building up Syria and conning us into diplomatic agreements that in the end could cause a larger war. So, you know, it's like when Jimmy Carter was president, we had trouble with Iran and the hostage, and the American people got fed up. And Ronald Reagan came in and basically saved the country. And the trouble with the last Bush administration, I think he did a very good job in national security, but he blew it in the economy, and that's how you got Mr. Obama and these people in office. And I think the American people are basically fed up with Congress. They're fed up with the national security policies of Mr. Obama. And that you mentioned the word before, divisiveness and trouble in this country. There's a lot of Americans that are really getting fed up with the way things have gone.
John,
and,
we do have a caller.
I'm afraid.
Almost the end of the program. Who's calling in?
Hey, this is Jim in Northern Colorado. I wanted to ask John what he thought about Congress waffling on the SHIELD legislation to protect the electronic infrastructure of the United States, primarily the power grid.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, the word conundrum, Jim. It's we support a dome and give billions to the Israelis, and yet we are penny wise and pound foolish on the our own protection of our own infrastructure, because everybody in this country, as you know, uses Apple and tablets and everything else, and it's just it's amazing. This is another thing Americans are getting tired of, the decision making that goes on. If you look at this Congress, I think they've blown more issues on national security and protecting the security of the United States. And there's been a big shift across the board with the Obama administration in terms of law enforcement. There's many more cases of civil rights, which you think would not have been prosecuted, and I think they should be prosecuting more white-collar crime, embezzlement, more cyber crime. We're very behind the loop in cyber crime. The new director of the FBI is talking about building up a cyber intelligence agency, which is good, but it's also members of Congress, exactly like you said. I don't think they read a lot. I don't think they study a lot. I think that in many cases we have a lot, this is just my opinion, a lot of leftists in Congress, certainly in the media, a lot of leftists in the National Security Council, and they're the ones that eventually get us into a big war or trouble, you know, with our adversaries. So
well, it seems like we're focused on protecting, you know, through COG. They want to protect themselves, but they don't want to protect you and me and the American people.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless you both. Thanks so much for calling. Perhaps we can continue this later, but I'm going to have to let you both go. Thanks so much.
Thanks, and bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins.
creator of scientific instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I don't know if you noticed this morning when I asked John about the threat to an EMP attack to America. And, of course, I am deeply concerned about this. And John started talking about the cyber commands, and but he didn't answer the question. And there's certain things that John, because of his background with classified information, cannot cover, and I understand that. I respect it. He's a wonderful source of information. But, ladies and gentlemen, there is a very real threat of an EMP attack. And if you think back to our conversation, I was very specific in the question, and suddenly we're talking about something entirely different. If you don't understand the threat of an EMP attack, you need to get the DVD we have, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper at our last conference. If you don't understand the implications, you need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. And then you need to be, we carry a wonderful book. It's called A Nation Forsaken, written by a man 30 years with the Defense Department, Michael Maloof. Incidentally, when I tried to get him onto our program, he suggested I go through his scheduler. I did. Scheduler said, oh, well, Michael is not available. When I called Michael, he said, nobody has called me. Of course I'm available. And we've had him onto our program, and you may very well have heard him. There is an organized effort to conceal the very real threat to America. I hope and pray that it never comes about. But you better understand the implications of what's going on. If you'd like to get the DVD or the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack or the book, A Nation Forsaken, why, the telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, this is the time I really should remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we do need your help and support so we can maintain our programs 5 hours a day. We do more talk radio than just about any other commentator, and, of course, we're trying to get people educated as to what's going on, not only what's going on politically and ideologically, but what's going on spiritually, because there really is a supernatural element to what's going on today. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Or even watch it. If you don't want to put the money out, go to our website, radioliberty.com. Go to the section on videos, and this is the first, the talk that's there is the essence of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And you need to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And there really are supernatural forces at work in the world today. And basically, until you understand that, so much of what's going on really doesn't make sense. Once you understand it, it all begins to make sense, because you are living in truly prophetic times. The times that were described thousands of years ago, where they told about how the state of Israel would be reconstituted, how could they possibly have known that 2,000 years ago? And yet Israel is again a nation, and of course is pivotal to American foreign policy. And isn't it interesting that so much of what's going on in the world today surrounds Israel and the area surrounding Israel? And that is because this is part of God's plan. And certainly there are all sorts of things going on in Burma and Malaysia. But our attention is not focused on that. It's from an American point of view.